In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To tell you about something a subject very dear to any Christian. When you're baptized, Paula, all of us think of our baptism and how God has helped us through many things. Baptism is the door, the entry, where God enables us, makes us capable, changes us. It was wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful to have potential that God will fulfill in His time according to His plan, according to His good pleasure, that we would be perfected, that there would be nothing lacking in us, we would be complete, that we would never be sad. This is what baptism offers. This is what the God-man offers because of His incarnation. Jesus Christ was God and man, and His human stuff was the same as our human stuff. There's no difference. When He was cut, He bled. When He was tired, He had to sleep. When things were difficult, He was sad. When things were hard for Him, He's known as the man of sorrows. But as God, He made His humanity able to conquer all things, and able to live completely sinless, which is something that we cannot accomplish, but which we will be able to accomplish. God will make it possible, because in the next life there will be no sin, sadness, incompleteness, infirmity, sickness. There'll be nothing wrong with us. This is because the God-man made it right. He took on our humanity. Not just our sins, but our weakness, our insecurity, our impurity, our sickness, our sadness. He took on all of it. And He changed it in Himself to be perfected. And when He raised Himself from the dead, He raised us. Baptism is taken as a type of death and resurrection. When you go down into the water, you die. And then you come up out of the water and you arise. And you are a new creature. Now, not all of this being a new creature is realized immediately. The victory is won, but we must apprehend the victory. We must fight to be able to understand the victory. That's what our life is now. The Christian life is becoming perfected. The Christian life is happiness. But happiness can only be gained by having the human nature God wants us to have. The kind that was in the garden. But then it was shattered. It was shattered by a sin that any one of us would have committed. And it was made weak and firm. But baptism makes it strong. But strength must be developed. You have the potential to be as the saints, to be as your patron, St. Paul, and all the saints. All of us have that potential. All of us should be becoming holy. Baptism makes it possible. Baptism begins. Baptism gives you the grace to be completely changed, not just to be forgiven. Christianity is not just being forgiven. Christianity is being changed. Being made strong. Being made whole. Perfect. Lacking nothing. With not a shred of unhappiness within us. This is what Christianity is. This is what the God-man came to do. If he only came to forgive us our sins, then he could have let the Jews kill him almost immediately, and they did try. But in his first year of his public ministry, they wanted to kill him. He wouldn't let them. Because he had 3 years planned to show us the proper path, the way to walk, so that we could feel true happiness when we are perfected. The Christian life is full of many sorrows because of our sins. The Lord's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Why are things so difficult for us then? Well, if oxen chafe against the yoke, it binds against them. It causes bruises and injuries to them. And it hurts. But if they obey their master and pull as they are told, the yoke sets on their shoulders lightly and doesn't hurt them. The Lord's yoke is perfect. But we are imperfect. So we make his yoke heavy. We make it hurt us because we don't submit to his will. Your whole life and our whole life, all of us here, should be where we violently work against our own will and conform it to God's will. God's will is perfect. God's will makes us complete and whole. All that completeness and wholeness is hidden from us. We've not achieved it yet. But baptism gives us the ability to have it. And now, you will need to embark upon a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth baptism. That is baptism of tears. Baptism of repentance. Trying to do better every day of your life. I tell you a statement, and it is not a fantastic one, although it might be hard to believe. It matters not if you sin. It matters only if you try. If you desire. God forgives. Immediately. Instantly. When we are sorry, when we try. And even if we are sorry and we fall into a sin again, he forgives again. And every time he forgives, and every time we are sorry, and every time we want to do better, we're made stronger, some imperceptible way, by his grace. And even if we sin, God is with us. No. St. Paul spoke about we should not sin because grace abounds. This is not an excuse to sin. But I say this to comfort you, encourage you, because you'll have difficult days ahead of you. All of us have difficult days. All of us sin. All of us have bad times sometimes. But God came to change you. You went into the water. A person who wanted to know God, but didn't have all the capabilities. Didn't have all the abilities. But now you have them. Because when you came out of the water, you are a new creature. Now you have old ideas, old sins, old problems. All of us unfortunately do as well. But you have the capability of conquering them all, as we all do. This is what baptism does. This is what the God-man does for us. He gives us the capability. Now, you must believe this. This understanding of the resurrection must permeate your being. To believe in the resurrection is not to say that the words of the creed and say God rose from the dead the third day and ascended into the heavens. That's not what belief in the resurrection is. Belief in the resurrection is having inside of you that sure and certain hope that you will be completely changed, completely made new by the grace of God, and that it is possible for you to be perfected. That's what belief in the resurrection is. So believe in the resurrection. Believe that you can be changed. Believe that you have the grace. Now, don't worry when old habits resurface, when former thoughts come back to mind, when you have troubles. The Lord came to save sinners. All of us are sinners. And yet, He abides in us. How can this be? What a marvelous thing to be a Christian. That God abides in the heart of a sinner as long as that sinner desires to be changed. As long as that sinner wants to be better. God has made you capable of being better. I know you want to be better. God's made it possible now. That's what's so glorious about days of baptisms. When we see someone else has been given everything they need for true happiness, for completeness. May God help you. My prayers are with you. They will be to the end of my days. But more importantly, God is with you. God is not only with you, God is in you. The kingdom of heaven is within you now. You can realize it. You can have perfection, happiness. You can be lacking nothing. This is what it means to be a Christian, to have that hope that it will happen because of the God-man Jesus Christ and because He has fixed our nature. It's no longer broken. I rejoice. And on a personal note, I want to tell you. As a priest, I have many times, and many things are very sad. You have been very bright for me. When you first called, I expected yet another person that's only semi-serious, come around for a couple days, a couple weeks. It happens all the time. But you came around and you wanted to be a Christian. And you've made me very, very happy. And this is a dear day for me. Because I dearly wanted to be able to baptize you. So I'm very happy today. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God help you.